Next case, please.
Okay. Sorry. This one is case number 526, 10,526, Daniel F. Burton. You wanted to know the age of the mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all the information. And it is a year 2000, a 28 by 76. They want to move it from the back of the property
to the front.
Oh, to the front. That's it.
Yeah. And I guess there was a question.
The thing looks new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the biggest part of the opposition was is that that they would they didn't want a mobile home there, but that's not the issue. They can put a mobile home there.
They can put it there anyway.
But that one's sitting in the back and they couldn't see it.
The other side, right. Yeah, he didn't even know it was there.
He didn't know it was there.
All his years, yeah. Now all of a sudden he wants it.
Not a terribly observant.
No. Yeah, nine years later he wants to post it.
Way back and it's right on the pond.
I see nothing wrong. It's nice.
It's woody.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Which kid?
Probably one of the best looking ones that of a request like that.
Okay, if there being no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is it's a special use request.
It is, yes, for the 5-year requirement.
Yes, just the age of the
structure. You know, given the pictures of the unit and the fact that, you know, otherwise would be approved for a newer unit. I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and I make a motion we approve that case. 10,526.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,526. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Case number 10,526 is approved.